I'm Kathleen McGrath, and this is video 2 of the Create a Picture Viewer in Visual Basic video tutorial. If you haven't viewed the first video, consider going back and viewing that one before you watch this one. In this video, you'll learn how to add controls to your application. First, I'm going to add a Table Layout Panel control to the form. This control will help me to lay out the rest of the controls that I'll be adding to the form. To open the toolbox, I'll click the Toolbox tab. From the toolbox, you can add controls like buttons, checkboxes, and labels to a form. I'll click the arrow next to the Containers group to see all of the container controls. Container controls can contain other controls. I'll double-click the Text Layout Panel control to add it to the form. The Table Layout Panel task window contains tasks that you can perform on this control, such as adding columns or rows. I don't need to do this right now, so I'm just going to click the form to close the tasks window. Notice, by the way, how the toolbox appears when I hover over the tab and disappears when I move the mouse pointer away. That's because I have the auto hide feature set. You can turn this feature off and pin it to the IDE by clicking the push pin icon in the upper right hand corner of the window. Now the toolbox will remain open until I close it or change it back to auto hide like this. Now I'll select the Table Layout panel by clicking it so that I can see the properties of this control in the Properties window. Notice that I can switch back and forth between the Form properties and the Table Layout panel properties by clicking this drop-down arrow. I want this Table Layout panel to fill the whole form, so I'll find the Dock property and set it to Fill by clicking this arrow and then clicking this large center area. The panel now fills the entire form, and if I resize the form, the panel is resized with it. I'll just change this back to 550, 350. The Table Layout panel works like a table. Each cell of the table can hold a control, like a button or a label. I'm going to resize these cells to fit the layout that I need. I'll start by selecting the Table Layout panel control. Notice in the upper right corner of the control, a small button with a black triangle appears. Clicking this triangle opens the task windows that we saw earlier. These tasks help you to set its properties. Then I'll click Edit Rows and Columns, and an Edit Rows and Columns dialog box appears. I'm going to click Column 1 and then set the column size to 15%. I'll set column 2 to 85%. These values correspond to how controls will be laid out on the form. Once I finish laying out the form, you'll see why these values make sense. Now to change the rows. I'll first click rows in the show list. I'll set row 1 to 90% and row 2 to 10%. When I click OK, the table layout panel has resized according to these settings. The dotted lines show where the control will be. I could have also resized the columns and rows by dragging the borders like this. Now it's time to add some controls to the form. First, I'll expand the Common Controls group in the toolbox. These are the controls that you're most likely to use. I'll double-click the Picture Box control. This adds a picture box to the form. Because the Table Layout panel is docked to the control, the IDE adds the Picture Box control to the first empty cell. By the way, if I had accidentally added the wrong control, I could easily delete it. Let me just quickly demonstrate that by adding another control. I'll add a checkbox. Now, if I didn't want that, I could just select it and then press Delete on the keyboard. I could have also used the Undo button on the toolbar. I want the picture box to fill the first cell of the table layout panel control. To do that, I'll click the black triangle on the picture box control to display its task list, and then click Dock and Parent Container. This automatically sets the picture box dock property to fill. I also want the image to be the same size as the picture box, no matter how I resize the form. To do that, I'll set the control size mode property to stretch image. The first column is too narrow to display a picture, and I really want the picture to be displayed across the entire first row. I can change the column span property to 2 so that the picture spans 2 columns in the first row. And you can see how the picture box now fills both columns. When the picture box is empty, I want to show an empty frame, so I'll set its border style property to fixed 3D. Now I'll add a checkbox to the form. When the user selects this checkbox, the picture will resize to the size of the picture box. The checkbox is added to the next available cell, and I'll change the text property of the checkbox by typing stretch. This final cell is going to contain three buttons. You might remember that I said earlier that each cell can contain only one control. To get around this, I'm going to add another container control. In the Containers tab on the toolbox, I'll double-click the Flow Layout Panel control to add it to the form. And then I'll dock it to the parent container. The Flow Layout Panel control is a container that arranges other controls in a specific direction, in our case, a horizontal flow. I'll select the Flow Layout Panel, go to the Common Controls in the toolbox, and then double-click the button control. And I'll double-click the button control to add another button to the form. Notice that these buttons are numbered according to the order in which I added them. Another way to add buttons is to copy and paste them, like this. Because I'm pasting the controls into the Flow Layout Panel, the IDE places them logically. Now I'm going to set the text properties of the buttons in the Properties window so that the buttons in the application display text that describes their functionality. I'll set the first one to Show a Picture. I'll set the others to Clear the Picture. Set the Background Color. And close. And now I'll arrange the buttons so that they align to the left side of the panel. I'll select the Flow Layout Panel and change its Flow Direction property to Right to Left. Notice how the buttons are now aligned and their order has been reversed. If I want to move the buttons around, I could do that by clicking and dragging them. I can't see all of the text on the buttons, so I'll resize them. I'll select the Close button, and then I'll hold down the Control key and click the other three buttons. With the buttons selected, I'll go to the Properties window and set the Auto Size property to True. This sizes the buttons according to the text on them. Because all of the buttons are selected, the property is changed for all of them. Now I'll run the program to see the form. Notice that clicking the buttons and the checkbox doesn't do anything yet, because I still have to add code. I'll do that in a later video. For now, I'm going to close the application and then save the project so that I can continue working on it later. To continue creating this project, see the third video of this tutorial. In that video, you'll learn how to add event handlers and how to add dialog box components to a form.